great day, heaven high, heaven bound on the mission, the real agenda. This is Core Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. And today, I'm going to talk to y'all about something, and I want y'all to hear me clearly. It's about Andre 3000, how this stuff is becoming so clear, so just straight up clear. Okay, Andre don't rap no more. 17 years later, you put out a solo album. You're not rapping on, but you playing the flute. Pan is a demon that played the flute. We don't know how many angels got kicked out of heaven, but we know it was a lot of millions, billions, even trillions. We don't know, but we know they got kicked out of heaven, and they walking the planet Earth because they trying to get us to put in hell with them. Why is Andre 3000 not bringing out an album 17 years later? But the sad part is he's not rapping on it. He's playing a flute. What kind of spells is he casting? Your album cover is in black and white. On the album cover, you got one-eye symbolism representing the anti-God, or as y'all said, the anti-Christ. But you got to keep in mind, I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual being. You know, we got to stop lying to ourselves about the stuff that's going on. Some people have said, well, he brought out an album, a song with a rapper named Killer Mike. AI is doing some incredible stuff with voices. Got these people sounding just like these other people. People sacrifice their family every day. It's funny that he was on a song with Killer Mike. Killer Mike, every time you listen to him, somebody in his family dying, mama dying, grandmama dying. He said grandmama died in his arms. All of a sudden you got a bank. You know. And the agenda you pushing is racism. Black power. Come on, it's right in front of you. Andre 3000 ain't got a daddy nor a mother. Okay. Both of his parents are dead. He did another song with somebody else. Kanye West. Kanye West said, hey, you know, they sacrificing people in Hollywood. These people got money. These people got fame. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for it in all kind of weird ways. Y'all ain't fooling nobody when God said, what is it for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? For the root of all evil comes from the love of money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and Mammon. You can't do that. I don't know who told you you could, but you can't. And the first song on this album that's coming out on Friday, the album title so long, I can't even remember. Why you ain't rapping no more? Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. It ain't you. Just like Dr. Dre ain't Dr. Dre. A lot of these people gone. A lot of these people dead. Uh-huh. They couldn't keep doing the stuff they were doing. The devil had to remove them. But they couldn't let the world know. Because like they told y'all about the Beatles, Paul McCartney been dead. That's a lookalike. I was reading on that album cover, three of them had on shoes and one of them didn't. Been dead. y'all don't have a clue what's going on out here. Man brings out an album cover, ain't doing no playing the flute. And the brainwashed people, oh, he's taking it to another level. No, he's not. He ain't taking it nowhere. He ain't taking it nowhere. Then the title of your album, New Blue Moon. Why you think Duke mascot is the Blue Devils? y'all don't have a clue. The last president I seen at a Duke game was Obama. Blue Devil. Y'all don't get it. Just like Kanye West's album, Jesus is King. It was blue. you better look into it. You better look into it. Because what's taking place in our society is the demonic system that is running over our common sense. Y'all think it's a game? It's not. Why you not with it? Why you didn't get with the group Outkast? You got outcasted from heaven. Yeah, outcasted. Who got outcasted? Yeah, all this stuff is all part of the devil's process. Outcast is part of a group called a dungeon family. What's a dungeon? That's down. That's down in the bottom. Dungeon. And then think about what I'm telling y'all. All this stuff here that I'm telling y'all, this comes from gospel knowledge. It's not a game. It's not a joke. Y'all think it is. You think it's a game. You think it's a joke. One of the best rappers in hip hop, and now you ain't got no words? How is this possible? I done had writer's block, but I guarantee you, when you a pro, you a pro. But when you ain't you no more, and they got things looking like you, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. These people sacrificing their family, their friends. You think Britney Spears standing up there twisting and twirling them knives and looking real deranged and lost? Orlando Brown, the actor, said it best. A lot of these people are dead. Y'all just don't realize. I'm preaching the gospel because y'all don't get the gospel until it's something interesting. So I had to use Andre 3000. God put it there, and I'm going to use. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a video on YouTube about it. Yeah, it's going to be my video. I'm going to do a video on Andre today. Sure is. And I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it for y'all. So if you don't want to listen to this, you just go to my YouTube page, Core Owens, YouTube. The gospel is what I'm going to spread. And anybody that is stupid enough to sell their soul to the devil, and God wants us to expose it, to get y'all attention, that's what I'm going to do. Get tired of spreading the gospel, and you got all these people out here want to interrupt, out-talk you. Ooh, I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to out-talk the ones talking about God, because they ain't talking about nothing. That's them demons possessed in you. I just said earlier, you don't know how many came down here. One-third could have been easily a billion, a trillion. You don't know. I don't think y'all know is you got hell in you, and I'm a diss the one talking about God. That's reason I love that the internet gives you all these different platforms so you can create your own, and you ain't got to deal with miserable people because they worldly. They worldly. I'm going to use this one here to the fullest to get people attention. So many Andre 3000 fans. How you be a fan of a man that you ain't never met or don't know nothing about, just listen to what he does, and then you ain't respecting God though? 3000 what? 3000 can't get you nowhere. 3000 couldn't even deal with the pressures of the world, and he was part of the worldly ways. But then when somebody talk about Jesus of Nazareth, you go tell me 3000 one of the greatest of all time. How come Jesus of Nazareth ain't the greatest of all time on y'all list? That's the only man need to be called the greatest of all time. Ain't nobody gonna ever outdo Jesus of Nazareth. Nobody. That Jesus of Nazareth is our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, God in the flesh. Came down to the planet Earth to do what? Save us. Look how many people Jesus saved. Look how many. That's God in the flesh. But like I say, y'all run around here on this worldly stuff. Better not talk about these entertainers. I don't care if it's music, books, movies, TV shows, singing, dancing, sports. You better not talk about them. Better not do that. No, you better not do that one. Not at all. Better keep your mouth closed. Better be quiet. Yeah, you better be quiet. I'll tell y'all something. I'ma keep spreading that gospel until y'all get it. And if you don't get it, you know what's gonna happen. God gonna show you where you messed up. He gonna show you. He gonna show you for real. Get your life right. Stop being so worldly. Get close to God. Change your ways. Because our time running out. And this stuff is becoming more blunt and clear. I can't wait to see what else God gonna show us using these people who done sold their soul. That means I said 3,000 what? 3,000 can't do nothing for nobody. Gotta help himself if he's still here. And I don't believe he's still here because of the situations. Look into what I'm saying. Look at, read all the revelation. If you don't read no other part of the Holy Bible, read all the revelation. 17 years and you go bring an album out on the 17th playing a flute. And you think it's that ain't weird. Come on. Y'all can stop fooling yourselves. God is telling us something. He been telling us something. I've been listening. That's reason he don't want me around people. Because people too worldly. They too worldly. They get stuff, or they get caught up in the stuff, and that's all they want to do, be a part of something. Being a part of something ain't going to save your soul. You can believe that. You can believe that to the fullest. Be part of God's children. Be a child of God and get yourself back into heaven before you waste time being distracted. Stay focused. Stay away from these people who just love talking, but they ain't talking about nothing. Y'all better get it right. And I mean, y'all better get it right good and fast, because once again, time is running out. You see the stuff that's happening in our world. This is not a game. This is real. It's not a joke. God first always, y'all. Memphis 10 saying, from a Memphis 10 preacher, man.